I feel we should have a special song for the occasion, but we don't.
Just normal.
Yeah, just normal. Guys, it is a very cool crossover show we are doing today. Kind of like that, I don't know, maybe it is like The Simpsons running out of ideas. What, like two times this season it's been like The Simpsons meet Futurama and The Simpsons meet Family Guy?
Family Guy.
Well, dude, 26 years, that's, you got to do something. Man.
Yeah, well, I am deciding to shake up Papa's basement that way. Only 7 years in.
I was just going to say, we've been talking about this for quite some time.
Yes, I got...
Finally coming to fruition.
I got my best podcast buddies here, the Big Brown and Burnsy Show. We're doing a crossover, Big Brown and Burnsy's basement.
Oh, you want no part of that basement. Trust me.
It just smells like stomach acid and ammonia.
Just smells like Bill Cosby. Drugs.
Like he came through. Unbathed and did performed his act, his rape act.
He's got a bunch of, you know what, 15-year-old white women, girls lined up, and he's just drugging.
The best thing about that, before we get into it too deep, is just the fact.
The best thing about Bill Cosby's rape. Yeah, yes, continue.
The best
sir.
Thing is that dude, roofies didn't exist, or Hypnol wasn't a thing. He was finding like blackout drugs.
Well, oh yeah, probably.
He was a doctor.
That's true.
Just piece some things together.
I thought he was
a mad chemist.
I thought he was like a joke doctor, though. Like, wasn't he like a doctor of physical education or something? Like, he was pretty much a gym teacher.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I'm Bill Cosby, PhD.
I thought he was a
total joke.
Or
doctor.
Is he just a doctor of education or something?
No, I thought he was. I thought he was a GYN.
Really?
I don't know what Felicia Rashad was on the show. I can't remember, but I thought she was a physician too, of some sorts.
Well, that show isn't real. So.
Yeah. Oh,
work with me here.
Yeah. It's not. Oh.
Oh man, you're like. At one point, he was a ghost dad.
I thought that was like the real world.
He was a crime solver too, right? Action Jackson.
I
what?
Now you're just
that was
lumping
Carl Weathers.
You're lumping.
Now you're just
them
taking
them
old black
together,
dudes and just going up. Bill Cosby or Carl Weathers?
But is that it though? Ghost Dad? He didn't do anything else?
Leonard Six, one of the all-time
horrible. What I'm thinking of. Leonard Six.
He raped
I just
us
imagine
all
him
one.
As just you know just that normal you know fat dude that just goes hey. Wasn't that Bill Cosby?
That was Bill Cosby.
That was animated Cosby. Let's do the introductions because this is being used for both of our shows. If you're listening to Big Brown and Burnsy. I'm John Papagiorgio. I do the Papa's Basement show at Papa's Basement on Twitter, and the site is inpapasbasement.com. You gentlemen handle your introductions.
So you can find us at bigbrownandburnsy.com. Obviously, we're on iTunes, and we're on Twitter.
Obviously.
Obviously. Stitcher Radio, all the biggies. You know where to find us.
Yes.
And we're also on the Chupacabra Radio Network. Chupacabra.
Network plugs.
.com
Network
whatever
plugs.
That is.
And everyone give your separate handles, your names. Like if guys are listening to Papa's Basement right now, they're just like, who are these two guys?
Hey guys, if you want to follow me on Twitter, check out some hot pics at Stupid Red Hat.
He is Burnsy of Big Brown and Burnsy.
And this is Big Brown. You can follow me at Big Brown DC. I don't do much, but you know what? Come check me out.
That's,
see what I'm up to.
That's a good thing, though. Like, people aren't going to have to mute you.
But if you really want to see all my amazing puppy pictures, follow me at Big Brown DC on Instagram. That's
so
where
many
all the action
cute
is.
Puppy pics.
Do I?
You're always throwing
you
frisbees
on Instagram as well.
I think I'm Burnsy 2012 or Stupid Red Hat.
Yours is all over the place. You're always changing it.
Dude, I like to keep things fresh.
Yeah, that's not how social media works.
Oh yeah, I got
yeah.
That.
Because dude, I want people to stop following me. Like all these spam bots are hitting me up on Instagram now.
Would you say you're evolving as a social media artist?
I've gone from a complete knucklehead to a married father of one.
Oh, that's what it is.
I use the same slim picture of me without a beard from age 25.
Dude, I see that. And I'm always like, who is it?
Dapper looking handsome dude. Dickens. Yeah, you just get in the studio. I'm here,
dude. You could totally
eating
catfish.
Cheetos
you
off
could
of my
catfish
gut.
So many chicks with that pic too.
Oh, it's horrible. It's just horrible of me. It's like I was thin once, then radio happened to me.
Lucky for you, lucky for us, we were never thin, so we never have to worry about that.
Late nights in radio.
All of us just have ample bosoms hanging over these bellies as we slump in our studio chairs. Well, introductions out of the way. I wanted to talk with these guys first. You're both married gentlemen, correct? I know you are, Mr. Burnsy. Big Brown?
I'm married as well.
All right. And I've been with a girl, I don't know, I guess year and a half at this point. So
has it been that long?
It's been a ways.
That's pretty long,
I've been following your relationship for a year and a half then.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically the listeners of Big Brown and Burnsy. When we first got started, we were both single, and then our relationships have evolved.
Some would say they even blossomed on the podcast.
Yeah, then it was kind of weird because they think they know your significant other.
Well, that's radio in general, man. People always have a weird closeness to people that they listen to on radio, even podcasts, even though we only do a couple hours a week, which I think interferes with that. But I forget what I was reading. I think it was like Mike Sachs's book. I'll plug Mike Sachs again. He came on the show a couple months ago. I know he doesn't listen. Mike, I know this. You will never say I heard you on the show last week. Talk about me, and I love you.
And all these book sales are from Papa's Basement listeners.
There you go. He got three sales at least off of me.
That's pretty awesome.
Three people, were like, I bought the book because of you. So there you go. There you go, Mike.
Where's his spiff, Mike?
Only
give him a gift card.
He had someone.
Applebee's.
Our listeners don't. They don't read books. They burn books.
That's horrible. Like, you have a Hitler Youth Fahrenheit 451 listenership.
It's all Burnsy's friends.
I know. My friends are knuckleheads from back home. They definitely don't know how to read.
He had a radio guy in the book, and his theory was you're so much more exposed to people you listen to on radio, especially think of Stern in his heyday.
Right.
He was, what, like 6 to 10:30? Sometimes, like, this news segment would go through 11. You're talking 5 hours a day, 25 hours a week with Stern in his heyday. And he's like, compare that to De Niro. What? You see him in two movies a year, maybe, and he's in like a third of each movie.
And not even himself, right?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Not even De Niro. I mean, look at sitcom stars where you have a weekly Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Right? I mean, because that's what makes people so offended by this and so incredulous that how could he do this? How could Dr. Huxtable do this? Well, it's Bill Cosby, and you know a character for an hour or whatever, 30 minutes a week.
Yeah, and that was enough to build a kinship. So compare that to the thousands, the actual thousands of hours you're putting in with a radio show. Like, I remember if any of you guys were into Don and Mike back in the day, and Don tragically lost his wife, Frida, like in an auto accident.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, even I got off my ass. I was like 16 or something when that happened, I think. Or maybe I was 25.
Just stayed in bed eating bonbons.
Yeah. No. First of all, I was sad as hell.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was really choked up about it.
Yeah. Were you sad about the death, or were you sad for him? Did you care that she died, really?
Like, I did much more than I would any real celebrity. I'll put it that way. Like, I was a huge, and still am, a huge Johnny Cash fan. But when he died, I'm like, what do I care? Like, the Sun Years were back in like 1958, you know, like he won't make more of those old man Rick Rubin albums. So be it, you know, it's okay. Good. Johnny had a nice run. But Frida, I was sad for his loss, and I was sad because I'm like, I kind of know this person.
She becomes a character on the show, right?
She's talked a lot. Like, I know who this person is in some way. I mean, like, I don't know. Yeah, I was never buddies with her, but I've just heard her speak her mind. That's enough to form some sort of kinship with him.
I get that, because then when people see you, it's this instant connection. They think that you and them should be out drinking a beer. Maybe they should be allowed on your show. They think that a lot of times, a lot of our listeners.
Do you get that?
Yeah, I mean, I get it all the time.
I used to.
When you guys
are
recording,
stamp it
out. I
want
to swing by. Yeah, it's not going to happen. I
mean, Josh is nodding.
Oh no, it certainly happens. And I mean, it's rough being me too, because at the bars, people think they know me. You don't know me.
But we're just getting back to, you guys were saying people thought they knew your relationship, and I guess that was displayed.
Oh, absolutely.
Just what I was saying with Frida.
No,
I was trying to tiptoe around him.
No.
But no, I do know, because you feel like you even know the inner workings of that relationship. I don't talk about mine much on air. I think just because I'm like a, I don't know, like, I'm like emotionally dead, you know? Like, I'm just a crappy boyfriend.
You just don't want to mess things up.
You know,
that's part of it too, yeah.
The first time that I brought, who's now my wife, when we were dating, I brought her back to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And we go into the bar, and everyone's like, oh, hey, it was so funny when you did this. And it's like, and they're hitting her up on Facebook, and she's like, I don't know these people. Do I friend them? I don't know them. And, but you kind of build this bond of some sorts just from listening. And we talked about Joe Rogan before we started recording this, and he's adamant that he will not talk about his personal life at all. His wife, kids, and Kid Cudi had brought it up about where he met his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And it got really awkward because Joe Rogan was sent like, him flat out.
Where Joe met his wife or where Kid Cudi
met Kid Cudi was asking Joe, like, where do you, like, when you're older, where do you meet women? And, you know, and Rogan was saying, oh, well, you know, it's, you can meet him at a bar, you can meet him here, you can meet him there. And Kid Cudi asked him, well, hey, where did you meet your wife? And they had just been talking about maybe Kid Cudi coming to his house and, like, going into this hyperbaric chamber, you know, all these things that they're talking about.
Cosmic crap that he's into.
Yeah, right? And he goes, I don't talk about my personal life on this. And it was kind of awkward because I don't think Kid Cudi realized he was being serious and was almost chuckling.
Yeah.
But he was dead serious because he said,
that's a little mental patient, I'm sorry. It's not like Kid Cudi's going to hop in his DeLorean and, like, go back in time and suddenly Rogan's kids disappear, you know?
Yeah. But because, and he said, I don't like to make that, bring them into it because you make that connection and people think that they know you and it gets a little too personal.
I guess, man.
I mean, he's on the road a lot. He's doing stand up. Yeah, you know, I don't know.
I think he's a lot more sensitive to it too because people do that to him all the time. So he doesn't want his family to have to do it, I guess. I don't know. I think it's weird because.
I don't see him as the type that hangs out with the fans so much either. Like you said, he'll like complete his stand up set and then go back in his like altered state, you know, sensory deprivation chamber, pop some mescaline and call it an evening.
That's hermetically sealed box.
That sounds like another stand up comedian I know so well.
Who are we talking about?
Big Brown. Big Brown thinks he's a stand up comedian.
I don't think that. I'm more of a method actor than a comedian. We all know that.
We're all part of it. Is this like an Andy Kaufman
bit? It is. I always feel, in my brain, I'm always on air. I'm always like a camera's pointed at me. So I'm always very animated when I'm by myself, just in case there is a camera around me. It's just one of my little quirks.
What's your theme song when you're just walking around your house?
Tiny Dancer.
Of course.
I just want to see him animatedly masturbate. Like, I want to see someone who's turning on their charm when they're just alone and, like, flicking through porn with that dead look on their face.
Susu Studio playing in the background.
Hey, Paul.
I'm so animated, too, when I'm doing it. I'm like, oh, what's this? Oh, I'm, like, commentating.
Wait a minute. I might be recorded right now.
Oh, let me go ahead and click on this.
And then you're looking at singing Tiny Dancer to your peen.
I couldn't look more dead when looking at porn. I look like Woody Harrelson going through True Detective, like, you know, the dead bitch with the antlers on her head. I'm just like, this grimace on my face almost.
Just slumped down in your chair, office chair.
You get done and you look down and your wet, hairy belly sitting there looking at you. And you're going, ugh,
that's the worst. That is the absolute.
Why do women sleep with
me? What's that immediate moment of clarity? As soon as you're done, like I don't go on my gut. I always have a wad of tissues. And so it's like I can never really enjoy the finale of the act either. Because like as soon as I'm about to get there, I'm like, and we're lining up.
Yeah,
landing in Top Gun. You know what I mean? And then
then you got to dispose of it. And you're like, oh, now.
Yeah, you finish.
I don't want this on my hand.
Goose is dead. And then you flush it.
That's why you got to use an old single serving sock.
Ugh, I never got the sock thing.
It contains everything. There's no need to line anything up.
Do you put it on, though?
Yeah,
do you wear it like a Santa hat?
Towards the end, I put it on like a little nightcap.
Honey, why do I keep washing this one single yellow striped athletic sock?
Hey, you know that sock that stands up by itself? Don't touch that one,
honey. Yeah, you can hang it for Christmas.
So this has been a roundabout way of getting around to the holiday conversation with...
Yeah, buying gifts.
Buying gifts.
I was asking these two because they're married men. The first year, I was with the girlfriend. I tried to get very elaborate, even though I kind of knew her personality, and she is, I don't want to say lazy in her appearance, because that makes her sound like scuzzy. Like, she's cute. It's just like, she doesn't do much. Like, she's not a big makeup girl.
She's not high maintenance.
Not a big jewelry chick. Yeah.
Right.
And like.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, yeah.
I for the most part, yes. Once they're lazy about bathing, like, she's all like Nordic looking. So she can, like, get away with bathing once a week. Like, I'm just Greek and oily. So, like, if I don't bathe every 24 hours, like, I just have open boils on my fat thighs, like, by the next day. Like, I have to break the grease that cakes up on me through the day every night.
You have to cleanse your Greek pores.
Yeah. Like, she looks like she should be stuffing me in an oven or something like that. So, like,
smelling like feta cheese.
Yeah. She's just the whitest white bitch, you know? And, like, can just get away with not showering for, like, days on end. But, like... So year one, I try to get her some nice clothing, probably like a perfume.
Like a nice shower head, high pressure.
Exactly. Something,
Kramer style.
Something you clear the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey elephants with. And I got some jewelry. And like just throughout the year, none of it was used. And I'm like, screw that.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And by year two, this year, like, I just got her a juicer. I'm like, there's no mystery. I'm like, what do you want me to buy? I bought her the Nutribullets. I might get her like a robe with cats on it because I sure as hell see her parading around in robes.
Robe, you know,
like,
yeah,
robe I know with you're cats. Use that goddamn
dude,
thing.
Robe with cats is like a year five, dude. Don't do that yet.
No, she's getting a cat robe and she's getting.
I mean,
a device
you've seen his Instagram, right? Cats are like is like a cat fancy magazine.
I'm not even that nuts about cats. It's just like. I'm under no conceit that, like, people want to see anything about my life. And I'm like, the cats are the one thing that kind of would get internet traffic. And, like, they're the one thing that amuses me. Like, what else am I going to do? Like, currently masturbating, too. You know, it's just...
Look at me.
That would be an amazing Instagram. Just screen grabs of what you're currently into porn-wise.
So what is this for you, Christmas-wise? Four? You're four?
Five, yeah.
I kind of went. I think I'm five or six, something like that. But it was the same thing.
You're only like a year ahead of me because everything that we've been doing is like a year apart, right?
If that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Months
so
apart.
It's
so.
A,
it, yeah. So at first, it's let me show her just how great of a guy I am.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you something real fancy, real nice.
The old first Christmas bait and switch.
Oh, dude. Classic.
Yeah, it's that and then like the first I think she busted her iPhone right before the first Valentine's Day.
Let Papa John step in, I'll take care
of
this.
Yeah, got her new iPhone. And then you know what? She busted that 2 months later. This time around, just like screw you. You've got an issue with your iPhone, yeah. Honey. Like some duct tape across.
You're gonna sidekick this year, honey.
Yeah,
break
exactly.
One more, see what happens.
Here's a cigar box for you to put your phone in so it doesn't break.
Here's the Motorola Razr. It came out when you were 10 because I'm dating a child.
Well, no, I mean it's you know, jewelry. Nice watch, these sort of things. And then last year it was a new washer and dryer.
Ugh.
But that's practical.
Like now, exactly. That's where it changes to. It goes to practicality.
Why would you ever want to purchase that and then be like, oh, on top of the – what? Those are like each 500, right?
No, well.
A little bit more than that.
Cheap ones.
Yeah, okay. So Let's say you're out 1,500. Why on top of that would you be like, oh, I'm also going to get some sexy lingerie for you, my lady, my man. No.
I've never understood the lingerie bit.
No, man.
Because it's coming off.
I don't think
care.
Any man should get
I'm so
a woman
desensitized
lingerie.
To, like, half-nude women. Like, I know. I know what's under there.
All right, half.
But I get it.
No, but here's the problem.
How much porn I surf?
Here's the problem with lingerie. Women are very particular about the way they look and feel in clothing. I couldn't even buy my wife a shirt, let alone something that she's, like, scantily clad in. Like, there's no way. I'm just setting myself up for failure. There's
you need
no
to,
way.
I'm going to blow you up right now.
You need to direct your mouth.
Well, yeah, you need to turn it either towards him or towards me. You're too used to the omnidirectional mic that you guys record on. No, it's all right.
Yeah, you should see our studio.
I'm back, guys. I'm back.
There you go. For me, I'm with you. Like, I've never been that turned on by lingerie. Like, not on a woman you're with. Like a woman that you're with and you've been with, who gives a crap? You know, like a stripper, like a piece of strange, as the kids call it.
So let me ask you this.
That's amazing.
Do you get excited when you watch the Victoria's Secret's fashion show?
No, God, no. Well, like them.
Me neither at all.
Them dressing that way, like I just don't care. Like it's, I don't even care that they're like all skinny and look the same and they just look like almost like Street Fighter 2 palette swaps where it's like, oh, there's the black chick that's right. Kind of like just a blonde chick but black and there's the Indian version. Like that's all well and good, but yeah, it's nothing sexy. I kind of actually got turned on a little seeing a couple pictures talking about Taylor Swift doing the show because like she was in kind of a bra top at one point. I'm like, oh, dirty little bitch. Okay. Like,
because you're not used to seeing that though.
Yeah, exactly. Because I haven't seen it yet.
It's the civilian boobs that we always talk about, Burns.
But yeah, just it's weird. Visually, that's what everyone gets off to as a guy when it comes to porn. And most of us are like porn addicted. Like I just last week took the time to block like the majority of my sites on Firefox. And it's been weird. Like I have 90 more minutes a day all of a sudden.
What are you just locking yourself out?
Yeah, like I've left like one or two sites that are all business.
Do you watch Shark Tank?
No.
So these two entrepreneurs brought up, it's essentially a cookie jar with a lock on it and a timer.
Okay.
So if it late at night you get the urge to go eat sugar cookies, you put it in this this container that locks.
Yeah.
And you literally cannot open it until the timer goes off. So whatever you set it at, it's locked until then. Uh-huh. That's essentially what you've done with your porn. You have that much of a problem where you have to lock yourself out.
I have an absolute problem. And I've talked a million times
I can see that.
About porn on Reddit. I know not a ton of people know what Reddit is.
Oh.
But it's a user-driven site. Yeah, just tons of categories.
Thanks, Fappening.
Oh, God, yeah.
The Fappening just blew Reddit up.
The problem is Reddit has just too many amazing porn, like sub-porn things. There's like, you start with Gone Wild. And Reddit Gone Wild is just girls who contribute their nude photos for no reason. The stuff I used to have to bust my balls to get on IM. Like, kids, they're just putting it up for free now. It's like, oh, I'm off from class. Here are my tits. By the way, yeah, like, I'm a genius in college, and here are my D's and my 4-inch waist. And you're just like,
sure,
this
you are.
Isn't fair.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you get bored with Gone Wild, so you go to Gone Wild Curvy. And, like, yeah, it's a bunch of fat broads after a while, but the top two links are just chicks with big tits and ass. So that's great. And then you're like, Gone Mild, the clothed women. And much like a strip club where sometimes the waitresses are the hottest people, sometimes the hottest girls don't want to get naked. So Gone Mild is great.
Wow.
And then you really can go down the rabbit hole. Like, there's a bunch of URLs I can't say on a clean, you know.
I actually learned about Reddit, not from Fappening, but from your show.
Oh, God,
I'm sorry. I know you've been searching that for quite some time.
Oh, I can't tell you, even at my back when I was at JFK, and we would finish a shift, just anyone who wanted to hear about it in the parking lot at 11:30. I'm like, go home and beat off to Gone Wild, boys. You won't
wait to go home and see Reddit.
And
I used a lot of Reddit for nerdy stuff, but yeah, Reddit for porn is pretty amazing.
It's the worst.
And it's a cavernous hallway.
Oh, real girls?
Yeah.
I mean, it's everything, man. Everything. And
dude, what would you do if you worked 8-9 hour job from home?
Well,
we know someone.
Our buddy just started working from home, and man, I'm pretty sure he probably texts us 10, 12 times a day, and that's probably how many times he stops to JO.
Just that long, yeah, just long enough to text us, and he gets right back to it.
There's a Mitchell and Webb, if you've ever heard of them. They're a British comedy duo, and they did a Peep Show, which is a really funny show on Netflix. I think it's also on YouTube because, like, their copyrights don't jive with ours or whatever. Right. And they did a sketch show called Mitchell and Webb Look. And one of the sketches was about a dude. I think Mitchell had been working from home for 5 years, and Webb just started working from home. And, like, the wives introduced them at a party. It's like, you can talk about working from home. And the one's like, so how do you cope with the wanking? And it's just like talking about how, like, for the first year, it's like, I got 12, 15 minutes of work done per day. And, you know, the
that's
goal
reality.
Was,
it's real. When I work from home, it was hard. Because, like, the first, like, two times is because you're, like, horned up and you're looking at stuff, but you always end up on porn. But then at the end of it, you're just bored. So, well, let me just see what else is going on internet porn. Like, it's so hard.
Yeah, let me go see what's going on at World Star Hip Hop. Ooh, a vixen.
I don't do World Star that much. Does it have a lot of ass on it, too?
Well, now they do, like, the Vine compilation, so it's always girls twerking, you know, strippers. And then it just, from there, then it's like, oh, well, let me research this chick. And then I Google her, and I'm like, oh, she's done a couple things. And then you get into it, and then all of a sudden, you're at, like, you know, these sites that...
Well, Egotastic is just the devil for me.
That's your starter.
I go to Egotastic, and it'll be, oh, so-and-so's... boobs are half out, and like, oh, let's look for
everything you're
let's
talking
look for
about.
A girl that's that looks like her on porn.
I will just never visit these sites because I don't need more. There's so, like, certain things you wish you could go back and, like, find younger you. It's like, don't touch Magic the Gathering. You know what I mean? Reddit, stay the hell away from that too.
Are you putting a porn governor on yourself because of performance issues or because of just time wasted? Like, what's the what brought you to the blocking all these sites?
Both, man. It's like, I, for the longest time, like, regardless if I had a girlfriend or not, I just, porn was my main way of getting off. And, like, almost when I had a girlfriend, it's like, ugh, I have to, like, not do it as much just so I can get it up with my chick and give it to her. And, like, after a while, you're like, I shouldn't have so much contempt for sex with a human being, like, the actual intimate act.
It's crazy how that happens, though. Because then you're like, yeah, let's. I'll just, you know, fool around with her, but then I'll just J-O tomorrow morning and finish
And like, it gets to the point where you're
so
like,
amazing.
Oh, I want to put my chick into some like hot positions so I can think about it later and get off to it. But the actual thought of like having to bang, you're like, whew, that would work up a sweat. Nuts to that.
Oh, my legs are cramping up. My lower back's giving out.
So let's explore John's addiction to porn. There's five stages of addiction.
Okay.
Okay. So far, just from this conversation for 3 minutes.
I'm on six.
You've nailed four of them.
Okay.
The early exposure.
Okay.
We've mentioned. You wish you could go back and go, don't go to that
site.
I
still remember the very first time I saw porn. I was in my dad's work car, and it was a black and white porn magazine, and it was a woman who's into really big asses, and it was just a chick with a huge ass bent over right next to a stop sign.
Like BBW or just thick?
More thick
like
than
Nicki
BBW.
Minaj, Kim Kardashian, or
I mean, it was a white broad, but yeah, like it was just bent over, and it was like this chick. It looked like a colonoscopy about to happen next to a stop sign.
Maybe he was looking to get into GI work. You never know.
he was a plumber. Yeah,
he's a proctologist, right?
Amateur proctologist.
So the early exposure, then the addiction.
Yeah.
So you keep going back to it. It's a regular part of your life.
God. See,
you're hooked. Yeah. You cannot quit.
Yeah, I mean, that was by the time I first started jacking, which was around age 11.
Okay, then the escalation. You looked for more and more graphic porn videos.
Like midgets.
You know, that is kind of...
You start using porn now that disgusted
porn.
You early on.
Occasionally,
yep.
I'll dabble into... It's nothing too crazy, you know, I'll occasionally dabble in a black.com video or two. That might be fun, yeah.
Then the fourth stage is the desensitization.
Yeah. That's a big problem.
That's
though.
A problem.
Yeah.
Because now with the fapping, now we talk about it. These aren't girls that are getting paid to be sluts. I mean, these are girls are, I mean, the quote-unquote amateur, you know? Oh, hey, look, you know, I'm at home and the nanny cam's on me. Oops, I forgot to turn it off.
My towel fell off.
Oopsie. So now it's, you see, you know, Jennifer Lawrence wearing a V-cut neck top or whatever. It's like
a V-cut neck.
Crew cut.
A V-cut neck.
V-cut neck. Now it's like, I see cleavage. Big deal. I've already seen her naked.
Well, yeah.
I'm desensitized to that.
Unless
lingerie,
she has... Beast's penis in her mouth. I'm like,
see?
Yawn.
There you go. And now the fifth one is, do you act this out sexually? The things that you're seeing.
Oh, no.
If you're doing, you know.
I don't have the equipment for that, first of all.
if you're looking at scat videos, are you acting that out?
I don't have the cardiac health for it either. Like, my attempts to act out porn are just like, so for Christmas, can we get like another chick in the mix? She's like, sure, let's just get another dude in too. And I'm like, all right, let's watch some more Gilmore Girls on Netflix.
I can't wait for season 8.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got pretty far down the rabbit hole. Not like, again, not in a creepy way. I feel like my level of addiction to porn is like the average American male's addiction level to it. And I've listened to enough of Jim Norton's self-help show where I'm like, oh, there's a term for that. Like, I just don't really, really like this. I am hooked.
Right. How often would you say you were visiting the internet porn on a daily basis before you put the governor on?
Well, the governor has just cut down on my time.
Right.
I hope everyone's pictionarying. I don't know what word I was going for there. I hope everyone's picturing the governor from Walking Dead, by the way.
just standing in front of your computer.
Yeah.
I don't think so, John.
Every 5 seconds while I'm touching myself, just a dude with an eye patch.
Dikembe, move away from my computer.
Not in my town, John.
I mean, it was probably like easily 2 45-minute pops a day. We'll put it that way.
45 minutes?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
And now I'm down
that's
more
marathon.
To like 15. Well, see, that's the problem. You can, like, go on forever by yourself, but the mechanics of it are so different.
Because you're waiting for the right scene to finish on?
Exactly. You're just...
That's such a burden.
Surfing.
It's just edging.
I thought that was just my cross to bear, but apparently everyone
does
that.
The title of my autobiography would be Hours of Edging. That's it.
No, not this scene. No.
Exactly.
Too late.
There's got to be a hotter girl.
Dang it.
Yeah, and you think you're this Hercules because, like, you're going, you know, 30, 45 seconds, and then you quit for a bit, and you're going 30, 45 seconds, and you quit for a bit. It's like, I can last forever. And then you actually get in bed with a girl, and she's like, yeah, give it to me. And, like, after 30 seconds, you're like,
oops,
all right, 15-second breather. And she's like, I was just starting to get into it. What the hell, dude?
That's why it's easier just to do it yourself.
It really is. No, and it, like, it sucks, though.
Then I can get up and go to work and do whatever I got to do.
The human race is going to die out very soon.
I can't imagine, you know, growing up with this technology. If I was 12 and the internet was around, forget about it.
Why? You wouldn't have even cared to see the girls develop in your class.
No, you're like, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would just have photos of everything.
There was, imagine not having a mental Rolodex, because the internet is more prolific than your mental Rolodex.
Like, yeah, exactly. Back in the when I was in high school, I had to think of girls I saw in class
right. That
got me off. And like, I got to college, and that was my sexual revolution. Like, you guys, you went to college, and it was like, you go there, no matter how big a nerd you are, you're going to get some. And, like, I remember I went there and plugged T3 cable into the back of my very first computer that I could just litter the desktop of with porn after porn after porn. And, like, Bear, Sharon, Kazaa are out there. I'm just
Kazaa was the Kazaa was so awesome.
See, we had house porn. We had videos, VHS.
Yeah, I remember that, too. Around. I remember, I mean, because we're a little bit older than you. The best feeling in the world was when your buddy got a new porn VHS. And then you swap with them for something. It's like Christmas. You just can't wait to run home and watch that new VHS.
That was a true barter system back
then.
When
you got a new porn tape, Burns, as a child, and with you, that's probably like three or four.
When you were six, swapping porn.
Basically,
This guy's he grew up like an 80s movie, dude.
Yeah.
But would you watch the whole tape when you first got it, or would you watch it one session at
a
time?
No, went through the whole thing to see the scenes.
Which was a good, and then like.
And then I go back. Right. Then I'm like, okay, scene one with Tia Carrera. Eh.
Oh, I loved her.
Portia Lynn.
I'd do the other way
Nina
around.
Nina Hartley.
I'd watch it in segments, and I'd wait for the next segment to watch the rest of it.
I think Howard Stern did that. Yeah. Like, he would watch until he popped.
Yep.
And
then
he's
pause
like,
one tape would
last me 2 months.
Yep, that's what I used to do. It was awesome.
Wow. See, and that's why you find yourself in the predicament you find yourself in when it was too late, and it was Sluts with Nuts.
Sluts with Nuts.
If you would have went through the whole tape, you would have seen compilation number 6 is exactly what that was. You would have skipped right over it.
So our buddy, our third heat, who's not here today, he gave me one of his porn tapes once. And one of the segments, it was like a compilation, and one of them was Sluts with Nuts. But I didn't realize what it was, so I'm just watching it.
Do any of you dabble in that? I'm not saying this like chest-beating hetero type stuff. Like, I don't. And like, we just talked about Norton a couple minutes ago, mm-hmm. and his friend Bobby Kelly and Joe DeRosa, like that whole comedian scene, like they're just all very into tranny porn.
I think
transgender.
It's just the next level, right?
Like, is it gone so far?
I mean, because those dudes are a lot older than us, so they've been doing this for a lot longer, right? So,
like,
they're so desensitized.
Like, Norton had the Vice show he was doing, and the chick, I don't know if I need to air quote that or not, but like the chick doing
his
intros was Bailey J.
who
has a huge unit, but like also
who was the one I just saw coming out of Studio C over here, whatever.
Oh, we have
I don't know. I mean,
team?
It had C cups, D cups, maybe.
It. I love when you say it.
I don't know if it's post or pre.
Oh, wait, was it a chick with like a beard or something? I didn't see
it. No, I mean, it was a tall, thin, black dude or chick, but she had like D cups.
But you could tell it was a dude.
Oh, yeah, as soon as she came out of the studio, I was like, oh.
Because like stubble? Like, what's the giveaway?
Interesting.
Just the jaw and the Adam's apple. The
bulge.
Look.
The bulge in her pants?
Yeah, that gave it away.
Wow, man. I did not know we had any transgender folk at the studio. I haven't seen them, but... I've never taken that plunge, and like
now it's gonna be really offensive if it's a flat out woman.
Yeah,
and she listens to this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure she's listening to this.
If she's right outside this door here,
maybe one of John's listeners, but not
one
of ours.
One of my five. Don't worry, I know them all by name.
Us too. We actually give a shout out to all our listeners on every show.
Exactly. So simple.
That's how we keep them.
Yeah, you can write them down on two lines of notebook paper.
I never took that plunge. And like Bailey, I kind of almost confuses me because it's like, she's great from the jugs up.
Yeah, she's pretty attractive. Yeah, she's like that 50s pinup look.
Yeah, as one guy put it on Reddit, he's like, I seem to have a bigger problem with her balls than most of you. That's how I feel. Like, yeah, I don't like that. Dude parts.
We got here from Christmas gifts.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean,
if I'm in the middle of a scene, in the middle of the deed, if you will,
and that comes on,
I probably won't change it.
Okay, and it's
too late.
Now that if it's a transgender woman piping another chick, it's like dude on dude.
No. I'd have to change it.
Wait,
can you work
like
that
if it's like a pinky type,
like a chick?
What if it's a chick with a D piping just a D or piping a dude?
No.
You can't do okay. No.
But a chick with a D doing another chick.
That's okay. Yeah. It isn't my bag. I don't.
Because that's basically a dude banging a girl. I mean, that's.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's almost.
I see that constantly.
It's more hetero.
Do you see it constantly?
Instead of one man on one woman,
Yeah, I mean, what? You don't watch man on woman porn?
Oh, I thought you meant a chick banging a dude.
No. I'm saying if it's a tranny with boobs in a unit banging a chick.
Yeah, it's almost
essentially
straighter.
A dude.
Extra boobs in the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
it's normal porn plus boobs.
But a and tranny a, doing a dude?
And a solid jawline.
Yeah, I can't, no. Tranny doing a dude, that's what the type of shit Norton is into.
Oh, you dirty boys, just cursing and cursing. It's all
I
right.
Just said S.
I wrote it down.
I almost said it before when I caught myself.
But that's the type of stuff that they're into.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. And I think Norton might be a little more into a man performing on the transgendered woman. Which, yeah, it's not my cup of tea. Now that we've lost everything in terms of our women and our listeners, but we'll all be going home to empty houses because of this segment, I wanted to also...
So, ladies, what do you want for Christmas?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to these married men as well about the art of farting in bed. Because last night I was with my girl, and we both had a Chipotle lunch. And then on top of that, we had some of that new Pizza Hut, like artisan pizza stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, we really were just planning.
Just pulled
on
all stops out.
Gassing each other to death.
Yeah.
And
clearly no butt play was happening that night.
Oh, no. Everyone was just clamping down on that. like you jumped off the Golden Gate and were you wanted to live all of a sudden. You're like, how am I going to keep water from perforating
that's
my anus?
That's a good analogy.
Just clench as hard as possible.
So I'll say this, and I think Big Brown probably knows this. I have accidentally farted in front of my wife one time, and that was because I was drunk and I was puking violently, and one slipped out.
You're like my old man. Like, I remember one time, maybe a year or so before he passed, that was just something he said very seriously to me. Like, I have never farted in front of your mother. And I really couldn't think of like an example to contradict him. And at the time, I was like, this lying mother effer. And I go back, and I'm like, God, was he like that old school? I don't get it. It baffles me.
Now, what about the other way around? Burns, has your wife or John, your girlfriend, farted in front of you?
Yeah, like ceaselessly, man. I don't. She's
in her sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, see, so you're both on like a more polite level. Like, my girl just does it. And so all of a sudden, I'm like, well, I'll do it back. But the problem is hers never smell. And mine is like you open a sarcophagus.
See, I just don't even want to crawl. I don't want to get into that.
What about pooping? Do you guys poop with the door open? Or
nope.
God, no.
Zippy chance I would ever do that.
We're not dogs. I mean.
All right.
No.
Do never. You explore that?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
In fact, I still, even if we're upstairs, I will go into the basement. If we're on the main level, I go to the basement.
What if you're in the basement? Do you go to the basement?
No, I go upstairs to the bedroom.
So you have at least one floor between you and
the poopage. I have four bathrooms in our house. So
yeah, we have a two-door policy. It has to be two doors between my poop and her face.
I'm picturing now like a submarine airlock thing. Like,
so our master bedroom has like the master bath has like a little, I call it a closet toilet, where it's like a shower and then sinks, and then there's like a little tiny room with just a toilet. And then the bathroom itself has a door, so they both have to be closed before I start my.
Yeah, it's like when a diver comes in a sub and they depressurize and then they let them in.
But I would imagine if you and your girl, I mean, a year and a half in, and you have to go, you have to let one loose.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a twin bed or king?
Oh, I mean, she has a tiny little twin thing, so it's like.
I mean, is it a bunk bed? Can you go down on the first floor on the first level?
I mean, I'll put it this way.
What are we talking about?
We both live like children. Don't get me wrong. I mean, she is a child. I just live like one, so that's why we get along. I have to sleep on my side because she evilly accuses me of taking the whole bed. Like, I feel.
You sleep in a baby crib. It's not hard to take up the whole bed when you sleep in a twin.
No, it's almost like a Palestine-Israel thing where it's like the Middle East is just like all Arab and then there's like this sliver of Israel and then it's like, guys, get out of that sliver. That's how I feel. She's the Arab world.
Does she do that move where she like jackknifes or she like forms like a V with her body and like pushes you towards the edge of the
bed? And her butt's pushed up against you.
Yeah. She'll roll into the center. More or less. And like every so often when she's asleep, I'll reach over and just feel over a foot of space on her side.
Oh, I'll just push her right over.
I hate that. We went through that too when we first started living together. And I was like, is there someone else coming? Why are you leaving half the bed for someone else? And
is there someone coming and can I watch? Do they have more stamina than me?
Kick her.
Yeah.
Get over.
But like,
move.
Because I've been forced into sleeping on my side, which is horrible. Like, I'm just crushing my scrotum half the night. Like, I'm always on the right side of the bed, and if I sleep on my right side, it puts my ass over the edge of the bed, and I can kind of get away with like letting it escape under the sheets.
Yeah.
But I sleep really well on my left side. The problem there is not only do I typically like fart against her, which like you can kind of pull off if they're asleep, then you just have to like let it out gently.
It's like, you know what else is a good move? It's when you fart, just pretend like you're still snoring and sleeping.
That's a good move.
That's a good move, too. Just pretend like you're like start breathing real heavy, like you're deep sleeping. Oh, you accidentally did it in your sleep, and then it's cute.
Oh, no. I think that would sound like you're getting into it sexually. Like, all of a sudden,
crap in the bed and just convincing it was her.
Also, I was lucky in the early days, because the early days, I would like go to the bathroom. I got to go pee. I'd do something outside the room, or I'd blame it on little Mojo, our dog. I'm like, God, Mojo, you
stink.
Dang
it, Mojo, you smell.
God, your butt smells so bad.
So my wife had told me after, you know, we were dating for a while, we were at my sister and brother-in-law's place upstairs in that spare bedroom, and her stomach was not agreeing with her. She had to use a restroom. Well, we first started dating, it was like, I didn't want her to be uncomfortable, like in this, you know, in my sister's house, and I like wanted to be with her, you know, stay with her. And she was trying to get away from me. It must have been like 2 a.m, and I don't sleep. So she was trying to leave the upstairs to go down in the basement to use the restroom. And I was like, I'll just come with you. And she's like, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. She was like trying to get me away from her so she could use the restroom. And I was like, oh, no, come here. I want to be with you. I'm going to go downstairs with you.
After a while, she's like, knock it off, you pussy. I need some alone time.
Yeah, she's like, I think I don't. Leave me alone.
Get out of here,
I think
jerk.
Every guy should just pretend he's really into astronomy. For the first 6 months, like, I have to exit. You can really get a nice view of Ursa Major tonight. I just gas the porch, walk back in, like, yeah, that's one big bear.
I think the good move for you is just kind of pull the blanket up slightly, let it out, and just wave it out to the side of the
bed. That's what I've been doing, but, like, I have to roll from my good side, so you have to, like, roll, hope it didn't wake her up, and if it did, wait for the breathing to resume the sleep breathing, and then I have to bust ass, and then the whole time, like, she has this cat that she loves, her cat Pixie, and Pixie never sleeps, and it's just watching me as I fart.
Damn, I'm
like, yeah, you suck on that, Pixie. Little turd.
Oh, dude, you know how many my farts Mojo sucked on when he just used to sleep in my nook? I'm like, dude, just take it. Just take it.
His little Mojo dog. Mojo's is like,
he's a cat.
9 pounds. Like, looks like a, what is he, a little chihuahua?
Yeah, a little chihuahua, just taking farts in the face.
Well, Big Brown, when like his wife was always like, you know, she's cool. She likes to hang out. She likes to party with us. She can drink. She could talk about nonsense with us. And so Big Brown, I think, confused her with one of us and thought it'd be funny if he grabbed her head and farted in her face.
I didn't fart in her face.
Wait, he farted in your?
No, in his own wife's.
Oh, okay.
I didn't fart in her face. It was like a night of big drinking. We're all drunk. I was still drunk. It was the morning time, and she was like sitting there, and I just kind of walked by and farted as I walked by her face. And I was just giggling. And she was like, dude, that is not cool. I was like, oh, right. I forgot.
Oh, I thought you were a dude.
I forgot you're not actually a dude.
I forgot you're a female and I'm going to marry you soon.
Yeah. No. I do the same thing where my chick will, like I said, let out this pathetic little pop and it doesn't smell or anything. I'm like, oh, well, if I knew it was that kind of party and I'll just do the same and the room is vacated.
Is there some sort of like filter that's like anatomically built into a girl's butt where it just smells less than ours?
I've smelled some bad girl work before. There's nothing. And I mean, talking about bad farting, like I yesterday was just working with a customer and I was in a room alone and I'd had Starbucks like the hour before. So, you know, that like horrible coffee dump pending fart. And like I let one out and I'm just like in this empty room. And I'm like, well, what does it matter? The room's empty and the customer just struts in like 20 seconds later.
You can't blame it on anybody.
No, nothing. Like, they're just standing in the middle of it.
Just eating it.
Yeah, you're immediately trying to do that like crab walk to the side where it's like, let's
Was that you? No, yes.
Or like in the elevator too. That's a nightmare. When you walk into an elevator and it smells like poop. And you're like, oh, man. And then whoever gets on, you're like, they're going to totally think it was me.
Dude, if I walk into a restroom, like a public restroom, and it smells like someone destroyed it.
Mm. You walk if right
I,
out?
No. I'll either walk out, but if I have to go bad enough and I pee and I'm at the sink washing my hands, if I hear someone about to hit that door, I'll go back to the urinal just so that person thinks that I was knows that I was peeing.
Yeah, I've done that move before,
yeah,
too.
I'm like, dude, it wasn't me.
Or I'll make sure, like, I'll get up real quick. And I'll point my feet towards the toilet so they think I'm just peeing and not sitting down.
Just put your shoes on backwards, relax.
I stand up when I poop and I face the toilet.
I'll be honest, what weirds me out in a bathroom, and in no way it should it, but if I'm at a urinal next to a dude and they squeeze out a fart, I find that incredibly offensive for some reason.
I giggle like a child. I still giggle.
Because I can just so vividly like picture them like clenching and just forcing something out. You know,
Well, I think with that too is, you know, if you have to pee bad enough, but you have to fart, you can't just fart at your desk or wherever you're at work because you're gonna pee yourself.
Some will come out, yeah.
You got to get to the urinal.
That's pretty wise. I just let it go in my pants. I'm a pig.
But the worst,
that's the perk of showering daily. You know, you can let whatever happen down there.
You just have a chamber pot under your desk.
Oops, pretty much. Yeah.
Pee a little
just
bit.
Snake it in there and pee while you're working.
So now you're just let loose and you're like, oh, everything's coming out. There we go.
I bet you we invented underpants that absorbed the sound of a fart. We'd be gazillionaires.
They've been doing that, right?
At least 100aires.
I know they've tried to come out with different things to make it smell nice.
No, I don't care about the smell, just the sound. Because once it already smells without proof, you can blame it on anything. But the actual, when you get caught farting.
Make something that like makes it sound like a cat meowing.
That'd be hilarious.
So it's just a meow every time.
Meow. Meow. Because it's not as cute. Even if it's a bad one, like your girl will be like, no, that's cute.
Sounds what if we
like
get one like a puppy?
That'd be
like
great.
A puppy
if it
sounds
yelp.
Like Pixie.
Like
that's
a puppy,
cute.
Like a puppy yelping too.
It's just conditioned people to hate cats, though. Like yeah. They hear a meow and immediately they're just ill.
Pixie.
Damn, Pixie.
Pixie, you smell like eggs.
But like, make it sound like when you accidentally step on Mojo. Or like we step on our dog.
Mm-hmm.
Romeo is like a little 10-pound whatever he is, Yorkie poo.
Well, let's be honest. You never accidentally step on your dog. You hate your dog. You'd put that thing to sleep tomorrow if you could.
Oh, God.
No,
like Vic Hour.
No, I like that little guy. Actually, I kind of miss him. He's been at my mother-in-law's for a while. Kind of want to get him back.
No, you don't.
Dude, you know, I mean, it just things change when you have an actual human you're taking care of. You're like, oh, now this dog who everyone thinks is their baby, it's not your baby. This baby's your baby.
No, you're,
that dog's just a freaking dog.
I remember my mom loved my first, the cat I grew up with, Sasha. And apparently Sasha leapt up on me like once she brought me back. And like she had pampered this cat. And my mom is like super mom, like just protective Mediterranean nut woman. And like she whacked Sasha right off me. And she claims, I mean, both my parents claim this. So it's not like some Paul Bunyan crap.
Yeah.
She went up on the shelf and was so brokenhearted, she sat there for 3 days and, like, didn't come down.
Just hurt.
Yeah, and then, like, when she came down.
She died of a broken heart.
Just a prick to them for the rest of her days. Never cared for them. Like, and it's true. She was just this ass cat until I was about, like, 6 or 7. And then I was like, oh, this is like a little living being I should be nice to. And then like after years of me being nice to her, she started not being an asshole, but she was salty, man.
Oh, I mean, our little dog, like that was my wife's dog. Like she brought it home as a puppy and it was, I don't know, her ex-boyfriend got it for her and there was two dogs.
Is that weird? Is that like a weird cuckold thing?
So
like,
weird. Oh, it's
another
so weird.
Man's dog. Not really.
Because you love those. Because your ex-girlfriend and you had a dog and you had like weekend custody.
We had joint custody of his dog.
He was like, yeah, I'm going to go pick up my dog. I'm like, oh, dude, that's so weird. Just let it go.
That should be on a show called White Person Court.
And he'd be like, he was like, dude, you were so weird about it too. You were like, nah, man, I love that dog, man.
Dude,
like,
it was deeper. It was a weird situation. Let's just put it.
It's a weird way of prolonging.
I know, but
things.
I still like to make fun of you.
Yeah,
about
I know.
Because you'd be like, I got to go pick up my dog for the weekend.
And then finally, like, yeah, I was like, and then I was dating this other girl who's now my wife. And we were talking, and she was like, what are you going to do? And so finally, I called my ex-girlfriend. I was like, listen. Like,
put it down.
I'm going to do this when I'm 45 years old with kids.
Yeah.
I got a wife and kids. I'm going to be coming and getting this damn dog on the weekends.
You can say damn. Yeah.
So I was like, it's done. It's over. But the dog was
substituting for something. But it was weirder than that. Because wasn't like she working at your vet or something? There was something else. There was another layer to it that happened that made it even weirder. Your ex-girlfriend was working at the vet's office?
Oh, yeah, but I didn't know that. And so when
but
I had
your vet's office, not her vet's office.
No, yeah, no. So your my ex-girlfriend, dogs. Yeah, with my who is now my wife, she had her dog.
Okay.
And so when we got together, she's got this little 10-pound dog. My ex-girlfriend's got this 100-pound lab. So my now girlfriend, we took her dog
so
into
confused.
The vet. Walked it
there's
in,
a lot of dogs.
And there's my ex-girlfriend working at the vet.
Oh, so like, your ex-girlfriend now touches your current dog.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. I mean,
that's so weird though, right? Like it's kind of awkward and eerie.
It's like Inception. That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Just like
dogs within dogs.
Long story short, once you have a kid, you don't give a shit about again. You don't care about your cat or dog.
No,
fact. Because then you realize it's only an animal and it's not a kid. Like, I love like seeing these pics on Facebook and Instagram. Like, my little baby. And it's like a little cat or a little puppy. It won't be a baby.
It won't be. Yeah. No,
really
it's
not a baby.
It's weird you mention that because I actually, with my previous girlfriend, I got her a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
And once I left the picture, I was like, I don't care so much about you, bitch, but I'd like to see the cat once in a blue moon. And then like one of the only things she ever did to contact me after I gave her the old Boodaroo, she sent a picture, and it's like the most fitting metaphor. She sends a picture because she like had one cat. I get her the one kitten.
Cat
she
with a
raises
knife in its
it
throat.
Horribly. And then the whole time she's like, I need another cat. I'm like, you can't even handle the one, you dummy.
I hope she sounded like that.
Hey, John, here's your cat with a noose around its neck.
Hey, John, can I give you a head? I'm sexy.
Don't you miss this cat, John?
Yeah.
Look at the noose. So, I'm going to kill it if you don't come back.
As soon as I exit the picture, there's another dude, and he gets her a kitten. And his kitten apparently had something called FIP, which is like this horrible disease that like exists in a lot of cats, like in their bowels. And then if they take a crap and they share a litter box with the other
that
cat.
That other cat can get it?
Yeah. Oh. So like this little kitten, she's like, I got the new one, and the one you got me loves it like a sibling. Just wanted to tell you that. 2 weeks later, my cat is dead of like this hyper AIDS or whatever the hell they're giving you.
New boyfriend comes over, has C. diff, sits on the toilet. John comes by to see the cat and gets C. diff and dies.
Yeah, exactly. It was just the most fitting metaphor. You know, just this horrible, wasting death. She's like, I had to put it down like a week later.
How about our buddy Red Wing? His girlfriend left him. They were living together. And she left him with the cat. She just picked up and left. She's like, I'm done with you. You're in the bed. I'm out.
Not only am I gone, I'm going to move like three doors down from you with my mother. I'm going to live with my mom as an adult.
And leave the cat that we had together with you. And then Red Wing basically just took the cat out into the forest and just let him loose.
We'd go over and drink at his place, and he'd be wailing golf balls at it, trying to hit it with
That's a horrible man.
He is a horrible man.
It's like, why do you hate this cat so much? He's like, because he hated her.
Yeah.
He's like, she ruined my life. I'm going to ruin this cat.
I don't care. He'd be taking out a dog.
He definitely dropped it off in a Columbia Mall dumpster.
Why don't I just give it to a friend? There's the internet.
Or the pound. There's a million ways to do it.
Yeah, there's places you can leave the cat.
There's non-kill shelters. But everyone has seen some Facebook post where it's like, take this damn cat. We don't have a home for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, go to 7-Eleven in your neighborhood and put up a little
those
poster.
Are Mexicans, not cats. That's
yeah. This
take
cat,
Julio.
This cat can't put up fence posts.
Someone come get Julio.
That was just on the brain because I had to go to Home Depot for parts before the show today. Holy God, that was packed. The Aspen Hill Home Depot.
Wow.
If you need to film a gangbang and need 400 to 500 Latino gentlemen.
Wait, Aspen Hill? Why are you in Aspen Hill?
My chick lives in Rockville or something. Oh. So I was passing
through.
Oh,
yeah, that's far.
Yeah. And I mean, the one I have near me doesn't really have any Latino gents hanging about it.
That's
the one here kind of does.
That's
right
because your
street.
Area doesn't have any Latino gents.
No, we do. I guess they just don't dabble in construction.
North Silver Spring is like MS-13. So
yeah, so is where
that's near me, Herndon. Not that Silver Spring is, but Herndon's the same way. Where I feel you take one wrong turn, you could get your hands macheted off.
I just put my head down and. Don't talk to anyone.
I think it's so gangster that the machete is their weapon of choice. It's just so hardcore.
Why do you need a gun when you have a machete?
Oh, it's so hardcore.
I love the pronunciation.
Come over here so I can machete you in the face.
I guess we can, I don't know. We have an hour right now. Did we want to get into Cosby? We can keep talking.
Yeah, it's up to you guys.
Yeah, sure. What the hell?
All this holiday talk got me into...
Anyone
want to talk about raping
made
women.
It this far, yeah. Who doesn't want to?
Nothing ends machetes like roofie talk.
Let me just mark off where this episode actually ends, and I'll put on an ender for the public access thing.
Sorry about the two S's I dropped.
Oh, I'll fix that in post. You'll just say, I don't know, the word
jerk.
Cotton candy
jerk.
Instead. Let's see, 65 minutes. Okay. And we'll punch in an ending right there, I guess. For those that want to keep up with the podcast, and we'll keep talking for this one, we were doing prep beforehand, and Josh brought up a topic that I found fascinating. I had keyed in on it as well. We're talking about Bill Cosby, and if you've been paying any attention to the news, the last month is just a cavalcade of like, hey, I was raped by Bill Cosby too. Like, at this point, I expect Flipper and Mr. Ed to be like, hey, Bill Cosby shoved one in me. Like, who wasn't raped by Bill Cosby at this point?
Well, the one hot black woman that's come out.
Yeah, and that's...
literally the only one.
That's such a slap in the face.
Yeah, and that's... Josh noticed this, and I noticed it, too. It fits really like a serial rapist pattern. It really lends credence to the story... to the theory that he did rape all these women. All of them look the same. They're all blonde women, youngish. Who can blame him for wanting to go young? But yeah, there's a variety of young Scooch out there. And he just went all blonde all the time. And the one like attractive black chick, black model in the mix, like what? He just doped her up to get her white companion?
Yeah, drugged her. It's probably right.
Yeah.
There's probably some nasty white broad right next to her. He's like, nah. Let's get her out of the way, and let's hate F this white
chick. That's a roofie inception right there. Let me roofie this one and get her out of the way so I can roofie the one that I actually want to bang.
Yeah, man, that's like firing the spreader in Contra. You're just hitting everything. And then,
because Beverly Johnson, she's a model. She's an attractive woman.
Well, they're all.
Like, yeah, that's.
They're all models.
Like, you don't want to rape her? What's wrong with you? I don't get it.
For those that want the details of what we're discussing, Beverly Johnson, black model back in, the 60s and 70s, Josh, she came forward and she was like, I was also drugged by Bill Cosby. And so the logical question that I think anyone hearing this story is going to ask is like, oh, man, did he hammer one to you as well? That's how reporters talk, by the way. Like, oh, did he pop one in your V?
On 2020.
Yeah. John Stossel. Did he bend you over and spread them? John Stossel stutters.
So let me ask you this. I mean, obviously you guys are you're men, but women, like if you're Beverly Johnson, are you offended that he didn't
I don't do it? I think she's glad he didn't.
Well, I think
is there something in you that goes, why not me?
I don't think that's a thing.
You don't think so?
I think not getting raped is the win.
I mean, obviously you don't want to get raped, but in the same breath, like why all these white women? Am I not good enough?
Sonny answered this question. There's the episode where Mr. Belding, Dennis Haskins, mm-hmm. was accused of by the McPoyles, if I recall, of raping the two of them when he was a gym teacher. And Mac's reaction is like, I was so much cuter than the McPoyles. Wasn't I? You know, why wasn't I raped by him as well? So maybe there is a bit of that.
I'm sure a little bit subconsciously.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Dennis when Mac's mom didn't think he was attractive.
I think like, you're an ugly man.
Like, you clearly don't want to bang Mac's mom, but what's wrong? Like, you don't think I'm attractive?
God, that is the best scene, by the way, where he's like just kissing her neck and she just stops and goes, oh,
I don't find you attractive.
Wait, what? You don't find me attractive?
I think that's you're an ugly man.
It's such a good show.
It really is. And I'm not saying it's the greatest anymore, but it's still like just comfort food.
Yeah.
Like every season, it reminds me of the later Simpsons seasons where like at the time you're like, oh, could it sink any lower? And then it comes on a repeat 2 weeks later. You're like, I love this episode. Like I'm watching season 9 finally on Netflix. So I'm just like, this is all gold, dude.
Yeah. Did you ever see the one with Country Mac and City Mac?
I watched it not a month ago.
So good.
So good.
But I think with Cosby, and we talked about this briefly, is that, Is that interracial relationship back in those days, or just sex with a white woman, was so frowned upon, both in both communities? I mean, I think even now, we went down. Big Brown knows this story, but we went down to Alabama to my wife's cousins in Fort Deposit, Alabama.
Oh, mm-hmm. That sounds like a
which is about 20 miles outside dump. Of Montgomery to put it in perspective. And if you don't know where Montgomery is, I can't help you because I don't know either. I just drove. And there were comments like when I was taking a nap because I drove the 14-hour drive and we got in, I was like, I just need a brief nap. And there were comments made like kind of behind my wife's back, like what she couldn't find a good black guy. Mm-hmm. Like what's, you know.
Oh, yeah. No. So
I've been saying that for 2 years about her.
I know what's wrong.
No, I just like that you're acknowledging both halves of it because I think a lot of white people are just like, no one else is racist, only we're racist. And you're absolutely right. Like the ex I had that killed the kitten, more or less, she was like black and Indian. She looked more or less, I don't know, like black but with straight hair, I guess.
Ethnic,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, ethnic. And like, I can't tell you how many like black dudes were just like, why is she with that white turd? And I was like, I don't know, but thank God.
I guess
a killer body.
Yeah, I mean, Burns and I always talk about this too because I didn't realize that was still happening. Like when he first started dating his wife, he said they're getting all kinds of comments. That's insane to me that even in this day and time, I guess because I'm like gray area ethnic, like nobody, like I could be Italian, I could be Mexican, I could be Indian. They're like, yeah, he's probably a doctor or engineer. That's probably why this white girl married him. But like, it's not.
That's what I assumed. Continue.
I don't ever witness it, but I'm sure it's happening to me too, just behind my back.
Oh, without a doubt. Especially in her hometown.
Especially in Pittsburgh.
Come on.
Yeah.
They're probably like,
my wife is like,
to me, that's progress. Like, I don't even care if crap is talked about you. Like, that's how little I want in terms of a standard. I'm just like, look, as long as there's like a burning cross on my lawn, what do I care?
I mean, I've only gotten to like one physical altercation over it.
Really?
Yeah.
This I need to hear.
We were in Adams Morgan, and I think we were at Whiskey Rose. Where were we prior to this?
Was I there?
Yeah.
Jack Rose.
And we all left from there, and we went to
and
Million
Owls.
And
you bumped into Martin Luther King III.
We went to a couple other bars in Adams Morgan, and now it's, you know, 1:30, 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And Adams Morgan now, it's a little bit different when we were working down there.
It is shady.
And literally, people just lined up in the streets, like, at their cars. They're not even going into the bars or the clubs. They're there just to cause trouble for the people that are walking by at the end of the night.
It's all the dudes that you would see hollering, quote-unquote, at girls coming out of the
as
bar
they're walking
because they're
by.
Drunk and they're with their boyfriend trying to like
so that UVA rapist guy just I mean, fat black just, dudes with dreads
just rows of him.
So as we are walking to the car, there was a group of guys all black. There's probably 5 or 6 of them.
Oh, once I heard the term hollering,
yeah.
I didn't assume it was five J Crew models.
You're welcome. That was my social commentary on society.
And one of them, as we walked by, said to my wife or said, you know, out loud, "What a waste." Uh-huh. And the dude looked at me, he's like, "You can have that bee," something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And
as in Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Because his wife is actually a bumblebee.
So of course, you know, I turn around and my wife's like,
the blind melon girl.
You know, what
he just carries her around in a jar.
Here, little bee.
Weird metaphor. And he shoves the bee up his pee hole, and that's how they have sex.
I mean, so that was the, in from there, you know, I don't really care how many there are number wise. I'm a knucklehead, so
yeah,
you know,
that's deserving of a little attention.
So I was like, you know, we got a problem here, and so it kind of escalated a little bit. And
good for you.
The guy's like, you know, his one buddy was trying to step in and apologize and say, you know, he's in the Marines and he just got back from war and he doesn't mean it and blah blah blah. And
he doesn't. That's PTSD.
He didn't mean it.
His racism came upon during.
This is where PTSD. You and I differ. I would just like, there's been a misunderstanding. Just take the wallet. We'll call it an evening.
This is all the money I have. I'm sorry, guys.
But, you know, my wife noticed when we first started dating, we were in Bethesda, and we would hang out there. And,
yeah.
And,
it's,
you know,
the opposite, though, right?
Complete, yeah. And so it's a lot of the white women would kind of stare at her and, you know, snicker at her. And
God, what a bunch of jerks.
It's you jerk.
You panda jerks.
I'll tell you what.
No, it's funny, though. Unless you, the fact that black dudes were getting upset about a black chick with a white guy, it shows you it's all BS. Because I feel like, on the white spectrum, if it's like a white chick with a black dude, like, you feel like, oh man, she's getting hammered in ways I can never give it to her. You know what I mean?
That,
like,
yeah,
like
in my head, it's automatically like that dude's got like a 13-inch dong. And
oh, exactly.
Good, she is, good for her.
Yeah, I mean, she is ripped. But you know what? It's all the same, man. Because again, the black dude, the guy who's supposed to be the one who can just hammer at home, they're jealous of Mr. Burns over here.
Right.
Hey, there you have it.
Yeah, exactly.
How the world turns.
So back to Dr. Huxtable.
Back to the rape.
If you,
that's how we introduce.
If you had
segment.
To do a bar graph of the cost of roofies or whatever he was using, and all the money he had to pay those girls, because there's a lot of stories about him paying these girls off to be quiet and all.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
Stuff. Wouldn't it be just easier to get a white blonde prostitute?
I would say right to that, like, we don't
in theory
we will never understand how frowned upon back then that was for him, and especially like him being a representative of his quote-unquote community,
right?
Like, they would have been livid that it's like, oh my god, this is honestly the first black dude that's made it in entertainment in a lot of ways, like, right. At least for TV, and he's just dying to get with a white broad. Like, it would have sent the worst message. I feel even now, how many athletes out there, like, have the black wife and have the black kids, but, like...
The white side piece?
Oh, my... Yeah. Like, tons of them.
I mean, tons of them. I'm not even joking here. When I first saw...
I hope not.
Bill Cosby sitting down, whatever, Dateline or whatever it was, where he had asked them not to bring this up, and they did.
Yeah.
How can you not?
I thought his wife was white.
Is she light skinned?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I thought she was white.
Yeah, and they can go very light skinned within the community, but you can't. Yeah, I still feel like if you come out and you feel like I'm a representative of the black, you know, just black people, like, in some ways, it's just mad frowned upon to be like, I made it out and here's my white bitch.
Yeah.
You know?
I made it. Look at this white. Look at all these white girls around me.
Yeah, but at
that's what they say. Yeah, that's what they say now.
But I what? No.
I mean, give me a white girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your.
I mean, that's
give me a blonde hair, blue.
But
eyes.
I'm just. I don't know. I for some reason I don't understand why you wouldn't want to bang Beverly Johnson. I just don't.
I guess
get
it all comes back to that.
Yeah.
Why are you discriminating in your roofing?
Well, it was just such forbidden fruit. I think. Like I.
But why drug her?
When you, again, probably to get to the uglier white woman next year. My theory is just, first of all, my theory is he's a rapist.
Well,
so,
yeah.
No matter how much you.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, just because you want a good doesn't mean you steal said good.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Darren Sharper updates on what's happening with him?
Oh, he's just raping everyone left and right too, man.
He's facing life
in
prison.
He raped a lot of women. Like a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, can they lock up Bill Cosby for life?
No, because the
statute of limitations is over. You don't think he's drugged and raped someone in the past couple years?
He probably just too old for it. Like, he probably just sits down. And he's like, oh, remember that time
Cialis.
I drugged that woman? And yeah,
Cialis is amazing. He's got to be.
That's a good question, though. I wonder if there's recent ones that he's paid off heavily. To, like,
oh, I think they would have come out like crazy.
There was one of the women that said that he had given her 10, I mean, and this is going back 30 years ago.
Yeah.
That he had given her 10 grand and she had come back like a couple of days later. They hung out. She said the same type of thing happened. And then her mom lost her home, blah, blah, blah. Bill Cosby comes to the rescue, gives her more money, and essentially just shut to keep her mouth shut.
What if that's just his? That's just how he courts girls.
But like,
that's his courtship.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Wait, she came over again after getting drugged and raped?
Yeah, I saw that too. She actually, it was multiple times.
Oh my God! Well, that to
because
me,
that was the one. You know, the attorneys are saying, "Well, why would you go back?" And
I was gonna say the old proverb: "Rape me once, shame on you. Rape me twice."
That's classic.
But I mean, I don't know, and I don't want to justify it.
Big Brown, do you,
by using the era, but like that era was so crazy, dude. Like Studio 54, they're all doing Quaaludes and coke and acid.
I don't
know what was happening back then.
I mean,
then,
rape was still rape, but I will say, yeah, I guess I'll say
the
that
line
much.
Might have been a little blurry.
Yeah,
the
maybe
line
it was just blurry. Like, oh, if they're effed up, it's like a free for all.
And in no way am I saying that he didn't rape, and it wasn't rape because there was drugs involved. Rape is rape, but
yes means yes.
Going back, like, why would they go back? To get more Quaaludes? To get more money? Like, why are they going back?
That one's a little sketchy, I'll be honest. And I'm not saying he didn't even rape her, and I'm not saying it can't count as multiple rapes, but if I'm the judge, I would be like, you're a dumb bitch. You were raped, but you're a dumb bitch.
Listen, I don't want to make fun of... Oh, there's nothing. I don't want to make fun of rape, and I'm not trying to doubt the victims here and put the victims on the stand.
Well, then way to help out with our rape segment, buddy.
But I'm going to. I can't tell you how many times I've had a few drinks and have woken up with no clothes on and not knowing where I was.
Yeah, I agree.
Bill Cosby didn't drug me. I just drank too much.
Sometimes I roofied myself.
Hey.
Let's see where I end up tonight.
Do we chalk this up to Boys Will Be Boys?
Just another case of Boys Will Be Boys.
I guess that's how we got to end it. I still don't get it. I think Beverly Jensen's got to be upset.
That's what upsets you the most, is that he didn't bang Beverly Johnson.
The black community, I think, first, you're pissed. Like, by the way, I think we both need to, probably at the beginning of the episode, we need to start a drinking game for the number of times you say knucklehead and I say black community.
The black community.
Black community. People would be dead of alcohol poisoning.
Well, I mean, you go after the 15-year-old at the Playboy Mansion. You got all these other white women that, I mean, maybe 30 years ago, they might have been okay. A couple of them still looked like they may have been a little bit overweight back then.
Not going to age like a black woman.
And then
a
model.
Yeah, but they were 70s fat. It's different. It suited them better.
No, again, if I'm black, I'm thinking two things. One, why does like our breakout star at the beginning of the whole like breakout black star thing have to be a goddamn serial rapist? And two, it's like, yeah, can you rape a sister once in a while?
Just to even out the playing field.
At least he wasn't like raping everything but black women. Like if it was just a bunch of Chinese chicks coming out of the mix too, it's like, goddamn, really, dude?
It's very specific. He knew what he liked.
Yeah, he's like Ted Bundy, except he didn't kill. He just raped. Like, Bundy was just like, oh, brunette white broad, yay.
But there's the weird thing about this whole thing is nothing's going to ever come of this, right? Like, it's too late down the time-wise.
Well, I mean, you know, his show gets canceled, and he's been stripped of his honorary.
He lost a Netflix special. I'm sure that's really hurting him where it counts.
Well, what was that? He's no longer like an honorary naval captain or whatever they made him.
Whatever that means. That just means you get a T-shirt, right?
He's not on the board of trustees at.
He's lost some honorary degrees.
What was his pretend college when he was Dr. Huxtable? Was he Harvard or
Hillman.
Yale?
Hillman.
Was that it?
He's not on that board of trustees anymore?
Yeah, because that's where his daughter went, right? Hillman College? It was like an all-black college.
Oh, was it a play on Spellman or something?
Yeah. Okay. Remember a Different World, the spinoff?
Why do I know these
things? Oh, my gosh.
I watched it.
Oh, no, I watched a ton. I was just kind of young at the time.
What was that chick's name? It was Lisa Bonet's character, and then Whitley.
I remember Whitley. Oh, I wanted to hammer one to Whitley.
Seen her lately? Ooh.
Really? Is that
she's
bad?
Rough.
Lisa Bonet still looks good, though.
Yeah.
NBC was like nothing except for like a prep ground for wanting light-skinned black women. Between her and like Hillary from Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Oh God. Man. Oh yeah. Karen Parsons.
And then they had the mom from Fresh Prince, the dark one left, and they brought a light mom.
Yeah, dark the light.
There was a bit. Yeah, there was a big
Viv
uproar.
Viv wanted Viv too.
God, Tatiana Ali. Oh
yeah,
she's good too, man. Yeah, that's true. NBC just like made you want black women.
Yeah, because Fresh Prince.
Them.
I mean,
the black community
they
really
brought
appreciates
in
that.
Tyra Banks was on there, and like,
oh,
and
did
she
I
was
want
in like
her.
The height
oh
of her
my
career.
God, it wasn't the height; it was the start of her career.
Yeah, yeah,
man.
And she was on the up. On the
no
upswing.
One knew who she was. She's like, oh, I want to pork this chick hard.
Yeah, because it was that, and what was that movie she
that
was in
before
with
Higher
Cube?
Learning.
Higher Learning. Oh, yeah, yeah. Learning.
Was that higher? That was before Higher Learning, right?
Yeah, it was way before Higher Learning.
And I know there was a couple other ones on that Fresh Prince show.
I'm trying. Oh, I wanted Nia Long.
Yeah, that's right.
Just everyone was crushable.
Oh,
on that
Nia
show.
Long,
gosh,
so hot, dude,
so hot.
I would have even hit both Aunt Viv's.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not? Which was better? Which did you find sexier out of the Aunt Viv's? We can end on that.
I think the second one was hotter.
The lighter one.
Yeah, I like the lighter one. I have to say,
the other one was too skinny. The first one was skinny.
Aunt Viv too had those big mommy milkers.
Yeah, that's good. It. That's the winner.
Mommy milkers.
Oh, just big hangers. She fed children with those.
Do we even get to talk about Scott Stapp?
I mean, we can. I mean, I'm going to shave it to just an hour for the public access. I don't know if this episode is any cleaner whatsoever, in all truth, compared to the other one we did. I mean,
that one's a good podcast one that we just did.
Yeah.
You can't really put on, you know, rape on
No, that's frowned upon.
Public access.
Yeah, at the.
But it's current events.
Well, it's not like we condoned it. I felt we came down very hard on.
Wait, it's already 5 o'clock.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So you guys got to call it a day, and I'll sit here and edit and all that junk. All right, we can punch out there. I love it. I love it when it sounds like it isn't our fault when we have to quit. Let's play
Oops.
Some. Yeah.
I mean, we can go for out. We can go for like another 3 hours.
Shut the f up. We had to leave at 5. Traitor. All right, guys, that was Big Brown and Burnsy's Basement, the crossover Big Brown and Burnsy and Papa's Basement Show podcast. Guys, do your outros.
Like I said, you definitely don't want to come to this basement at all. Big Brown and Burnsy.
No, don't listen to him. Please come to our basement and enjoy it.
Just plug your shows and Twitter handles and all that.
BigBrownandBurnsy.com, at Big Brown Burnsy, at Big Brown DC, at Stupid Red Hat. Check us out. Hope you guys enjoyed this little crossover.
Yeah, I'm getting my first exposure to your audience, I'm guessing. Hopefully a couple come on board. God, we have just both zero audience shows.
I know. Please check him out, Big Brown and Burnsy listeners. Very entertaining, good writer.
Thank you. Good stuff. I haven't been writing in a while, but I'll be picking that back up. I'm John Papa Giorgio. It's at Papa's Basement on Twitter and Instagram. Like the gentleman said, the Instagram is nothing but embarrassing cat photos of them sitting looking at me. Why am I owned by you and not someone so much better than you? The shows are Papa's Basement, P-A-P-A apostrophe S Basement. You can find that on Stitcher. You can find that on iTunes. InPapa'sBasement.com is the show's site. Also do a football show, pfpod.com. And if you want to do, again, Stitcher or iTunes, find that. Papa's Football Podcast. Last but not least, TheSpookiesComic.com, a comic I do with a buddy of mine. Check it all out. And yeah, we're all looking at, I don't want to get us psyched, 4 to 5 new Twitter followers.
Yes.
4 to 5.
Can't wait.
Thanks, listeners.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.